Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Very big deal has been the crackdown by county government on the sale of vaping products to kids. This is a big thing going on in schools. And our new county executive, Sam Page, Dr. Sam Page, I should add, joining us now here live on KMOX. Good morning, County Executive Page. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you for being with us. And I wanted to start out with you about this vaping initiative. I'm a parent of a middle school kid, and I have my 13-year-old son come home, and this has been going on now for a year and a half, where he's talking about different kids at school getting in trouble for vaping. These are 12 and 13-year-old kids we're talking about. They're obviously getting their hands on it somewhere, and it sounds like this will be a way to stop it.
Well, that's right. We've heard lots of complaints from parents, and in fact, there was a group of parents called Step Up St. Louis, who worked very closely with Councilman Trakas to bring this bill before us. About 3 years ago, we passed legislation in St. Louis County to increase the age to purchase tobacco products to 21. But what we've learned over the past couple of years is that the retailers just haven't been enforcing the age limit. And our health department has come to us with this concern, and the parents have come to us with the concern of kids in middle school and high school bringing their vaping products to class, and this bill is designed to stop that.
Enforcement on these kind of things is tough. Are you going to have the resources? Usually the way it works is start sending in undercover people. Are you guys going to have the resources to do that?
We will. This is going to be a priority for my administration to make sure that penalties for selling tobacco products and e-cigarettes and vaping devices to teenagers, those penalties are going to be increased, and we're going to enforce them.
I'll ask you to put on your doctor hat instead of your county executive hat for a moment. How worried should parents be about these vaping, you know, the Juul, you know, e-cigarettes, I guess they call them? They try to paint themselves as this healthy alternative and way to quit smoking, and everything I'm reading is that they are not that.
Well, they're not, and if kids don't get addicted to nicotine and tobacco products when they're teenagers, then they're really not going to smoke. And even parents who smoke don't want their kids to smoke, and everybody understands the health impact. And vaping products are really no better than traditional cigarettes. Nicotine addiction is nicotine addiction no matter how it's delivered to the teenager. But we know that nicotine affects addiction affects impulse control, decision-making, sensation-seeking. All these behaviors lead to other problems for teenagers, and adolescent brains are just not mature. They're much more vulnerable to addiction than an adult brain. And
no.
if kids don't, if their social circle of the 15 to 17-year-olds, if their social circle doesn't have access to cigarettes, then our kids in middle school and high school aren't going to have access.
Well, while I've got you on the line here, I would be remiss in not asking you kind of the how's it going question. The dust has settled at least a little bit over there in Clayton after the swirl of controversy that led to you sitting in the seat you're in. How have things settled in now that you've had a chance to just kind of get your feet under you?
Well, we're in transition. Most governments have 2 months, a couple of months to transition their government between election and swearing in, and you know, we transitioned overnight, but we're bringing in good people, we're bringing in experts in the field, but the most important message is that we're just not going to tolerate pay-to-play politics in county government. We're going to set new standards for ethics, we're going to be open and transparent, and I expect the voters and the residents of St. Louis County to hold us accountable. But I think you'll see county government going in a different direction. Our employees have really felt ignored, looked down upon, and ordered around for political gain, really, you know, at the expertise of their wisdom, and we're going to stop doing that.
You walked into office and pretty much day one said, I want to hear from people if they know of anything that's going on that looks shady. Have you gotten a lot of response to that request now that you've been in office for a couple of weeks?
Well, yes, I have. The employees are communicating with us and reporting things that concern them, and we're investigating them in a responsible way. I'm glad to have their help. And I've said this publicly, and I've said this in my email communications to employees and my visits, one-on-one visits when I get around to see the employees, that we want to hear from you. If you see something that isn't right, tell us about it, and we'll look into it. But we see our employees as team members and not people that are supposed to execute some sort of pay-for-play scam. Our employees in county government are very dedicated folks. They come to work every day to try and help the community in St. Louis. They've chosen a career in public service because they believe it's the right thing to do, and we need to let them do the work and take care of folks in St. Louis County and tell us if they see something that isn't right.
How frustrating has this whole thing been for you? I mean, going back to when you were on the county council and subpoenas and then indictments and resignations, and we've seen more, even since Mr. Stenger pled guilty, we've seen more things coming up. St. Louis Economic Development Partnership is still in the headlines. How frustrating has this been for you as just an elected official or even a citizen?
Well, I think we're all elected in whatever position we have, and we need to come to our job and come to work and make the right decision with the information we have at the time. And about 2 years ago, members of the county council started asking questions, and we saw a lot of things that we didn't think were right, and we got a lot of pushback. And I think now, looking back and understanding what we saw, I think the rest of the community understands that we were onto something. And everything that's happened over the past couple of months, I believe, validates the work that the council has done. But we're moving forward. Of course, it was frustrating to live through that and see things that other people didn't see and didn't understand. And it's obvious that the previous administration fooled a lot of people. But we're ready to move forward. There's a lot of good people in St. Louis County, a lot of good people in St. Louis County government, and we're going to run things differently than they've been done in the past.
Your St. Louis County Executive, Dr. Sam Page, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX, Dr. Page.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.